If you ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? How can I fulfill my potential? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationships, and Career Human Design Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja from VanessaNaja.com. My mission is to help you be on purpose and fulfill your potential by aligning in body, mind, and spirit so you can feel empowered, joyful, connected, and free. I'm so excited to share with you how to do that through human design. If it feels aligned, I'd love it if you subscribe and share. Now let's get to the episode. It's always a good idea to have your human design chart with you when listening. You can get yours for free at my website, VanessaNaja.com/free chart. Link is in the show notes. Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 26. And this feels like a milestone for me because it means that I have been recording this podcast for 6 months. And I just want to celebrate that. And I know we're often conditioned to not celebrate ourselves, but I want to celebrate myself. And I want to also thank all of you who have been listening. I really, really appreciate it. And I want to take this moment to just encourage you. If there is something that you have been wanting to start and you have been putting it off because you feel like you're not ready or something needs to fall into place, if it feels aligned to you and your strategy and authority tells you, do it, do it. It is very, very rewarding. And I'm so grateful for all of my listeners. That brings us to today's topic, which is the root center. This is also known as the drive and stamina function in BG5, the business application of human design. This is also the last of the 9 centers. So this is the last episode of the theme around centers. And next week we'll be getting into some new themes. So that is also exciting. And the root center. This governs adrenaline, pressure, and stress energy. And it is both a pressure center and a motor. We have 2 pressure centers in the chart. We started the series with the head center. And now we move all the way down to the root center, which is the square at the very bottom of the body graph. And remember, we all have access to this energy. It's just going to operate differently depending on how it is configured. So again, this is about adrenaline, pressure, stress, energy that gives us the fuel to move forward, to evolve in life. We often talk about stress as though it were a bad thing, and there is actually good stress and bad stress. If we didn't have any stress at all, nothing would ever get done, and we would just be laying around on the couch all day and not evolving, not growing, nothing would happen if there were no stress. Stress gives us that pressure that fuels us to grow and evolve and to get things done. It's not so much about stress, it's more about how do we handle the stress that really matters. And how you have your root center configured is going to determine some of that for you. If this center is colored in on your chart, it is defined. That means you have consistent access to this. You're able to deal with stress and pressure in a very consistent way. And if it is undefined, your way of dealing with stress and pressure is less consistent. And you're going to be taking in and amplifying this energy from others. If it's defined, you are broadcasting this energy out. Neither is better or worse. They are just different. And learning to work with your own stress and pressure so that you can use it in the most beautiful and efficient way in life to really help you evolve is what we really want to connect into. So, using your strategy and authority, as always, when we come back to strategy and authority, this is really going to help you in using stress in the most beneficial way. And remember, strategy and authority helps us reduce resistance in life. And when we're not using it, we may have all of this additional resistance that we have to push through and use energy that we might not have or willpower. That is negative stress. That is the type of stress that would really burn us out. When we are using our strategy and authority, we're still going to run into stress, However, it's going to be the kind of stress that really gives us the fuel to evolve and to move forward and to engage with the things that are absolutely best for us and what we're meant to engage with. Having this defined, again, you're going to have a more consistent access of dealing with stress. And everything is on a spectrum here. So we can operate in a low expression to a high expression. We can operate in an unhealthy way. We can operate in a healthy way. And when you are using your defined route in a healthy way, and 60% of the population have a defined route, when you're using it in a healthy way, you are in the flow. You know that you can trust life. You have a consistent way of handling stress and pressure internally. You know when to allow that pressure to help you to move, to create, to really get things done and evolve in life. And you also are aware of other people that have this undefined, especially when they're taking this on in a way that is not healthy. You'll be aware of that. You'll also know what you are broadcasting. So remember, having a center defined means you are consistently putting this energy out into the world. And when you are putting this energy out in a healthy way, it's really beneficial to other people around you, especially that 40% of the population that has the center undefined. When you're using this in an unhealthy way, this is going to feel like very difficult pressure for that 40% that have the center undefined. And this can play a big, can wreak some havoc in relationships. People that have the center undefined can often feel under pressure from those of us that have it defined. And this is not necessarily a personal thing. It's something to be aware of. If you have the center defined and you're in a relationship with someone that has it undefined, it's also important for them to be aware of the fact that they may feel pressure from you. That's actually not, you're not actually trying to pressure them into anything. It's just mechanics and how this can operate. So it's important to know this in relationships with your loved ones as well as with your colleagues. Having a defined route, you're going to experience this pressure again in a fairly consistent way. And sometimes, because it's there all the time, you may not even be aware of it. This is the case for me. I've been in so many situations where, you know, doctors or therapists or whatever ask me, oh, are you under more stress than usual? And my answer is always like, no. And it's because I'm not even really that aware of it a lot of the time. The other thing with the defined route, it's important that you really move this stress and this pressure through you and that you don't turn it in on yourself. Exercise is such a wonderful way to do that. This is a motor center. This is a center that moves energy and there's pressure there. Getting it out of your body through whatever kind of movement or exercise that feels aligned for you can be so, so powerful. When you're using this correctly, people are going to feel really safe around you. This energy can feel really grounded and can really hold space for others when it's in its high expression. In its low expression, the defined route can actually become overwhelmed with its own stress and pressure and just this adrenaline to get things done all the time and really push itself, even if it's feeling tired and the timing isn't right to get things done, which can lead to burnout. Again, you can hold on to the pressure if you're not getting enough movement. So the movement part is really important. And this can also cause you to be really impulsive. So pressure, we live in a pressure sandwich. The pressure is always going to be there. It comes from the top, through the head center, comes up from the bottom. And recognizing, acknowledging this is just pressure and I don't necessarily need to do anything about it is super important. Because if you're just trying to force your way through things to get rid of the pressure, that's a recipe for burnout. So again, in this defined unhealthy expression, you can rush through things, you can push your way through things, you can try to get rid of pressure without listening to your strategy and authority, running into all kinds of resistance and negative stress. You can also put really unnecessary stress and pressure onto other people that have this center undefined. So paying attention to your experience of your defined route is super important. Also note that this is not consistent energy like the sacral center. This can wax and wane. It can turn on, it can turn off. And when it's off, you may have to force yourself to do things and to, like, you know, put yourself under pressure to get things done. And that's that's not going to be productive and efficient. And one of the biggest things for me, I have this defined, is to learn to trust that that pressure, that adrenaline is going to come in a way that is aligned. And this is definitely an experience for me, because when I first started experimenting with this particular energy, one example I used was taxes. Like, I never really felt like doing taxes. And then I would force myself and I would take all this extra time and be super unproductive and I would make a bunch of mistakes. And when I learned to trust, like, at some point that pressure is going to come in a healthy way. And if I can just wait for that to happen, I'll be able to do what I need to do in a very productive and efficient way. And that is exactly how this works for me. When I give myself permission to wait for that root to pulse on, to give me that pressure that the time is right to do something, when I do it, it's efficient. It moves beautifully. It just gets done in just way faster than if I was forcing myself, and it's not draining energy. So if you have the center defined, just pay attention. Like, when is my root pulsing on? When is it pulsing off? And experiment with, you know, waiting to do those things that you feel like you have to do until the root is really pulsing on and telling you the time is right. 40% of the population have the center undefined. And remember, that means you're taking in energy from other people that have this defined and amplifying it. This can make you feel even more pressure than people that have it defined. And what happens often in the low expression of this is that people are just feel like, with this undefined root center, are always in a hurry. They're always rushing to get stuff done. They may have this never-ending to-do list, and they put themselves, well, they think that if they get everything done, the pressure will go away and then they can relax. So they don't allow themselves time to rest and relax till everything is done on their to-do list. And that never happens, because to-do lists always get new things added to them. So if this is an experience that you're having, first of all, noting, becoming really wise about what is actually your pressure and what is pressure and stress that you are amplifying from other people. Also asking yourself, when you are in the midst of trying to get through your to-do list and rushing through everything, what actually needs to get done and what can wait? And what is the worst thing that will happen if I don't do this right now? Which most of the time is going to be nothing. Nothing will happen. You also want to learn to delegate things on your to-do list that you absolutely don't need to do. When in the unhealthy expression of the undefined root, you may be in a hurry for no good reason. You're rushing all the time. This is impatient and restless energy. And you want to be really careful. And whether you have this defined or undefined, you want to be really careful about overriding strategy and authority, because you're trying to get rid of the pressure. Always tuning back into your strategy and authority is going to guide you on the correct path. All right. Remember, centers where you're undefined are the greatest areas of wisdom and potential wisdom for you. The wisdom of the undefined is really about allowing yourself to slow down, not stress yourself out unnecessarily, really just letting yourself sit back and relax, becoming wise between healthy and unhealthy pressure. You'll be able to see those of us that have a defined root, if they're using their stress and pressure in a healthy or unhealthy way. You will become really wise about knowing what pressure and stress you're taking in from other people. You also will remember that anytime you have an open center, it doesn't matter what center it is, when you're taking in and amplifying energy in a way that doesn't feel good, get into your own auric space. Move 15 to 20 feet away from other people. Go off, be by yourself, and allow yourself to just discharge that energy. Being in nature can be super, super, super helpful here. And undefined root wisdom, you'll know how to use pressure correctly to increase productivity. And you'll also know when it is time to just rest and restore and not force your way through things when the timing is not right. You're able to allow pressure to just flow through you without identifying with it. We'll take our time making decisions. And you'll also know how to use pressure to your advantage. Remember, because you amplify pressure from other people, if you feel like you really need to get something done and you want to be under a little bit of pressure, go sit next to someone that has this defined and is using it in a healthy way, because you will be amplifying their healthy root energy, which can be really beneficial for you. So this is very much about just balancing
procrastinating with being too much in a hurry, really following your strategy and authority about what is the right thing to do and when, distinguishing between healthy and unhealthy pressure, your own and that of others. And as I said earlier, this can really come up in relationships. When you are in a relationship with someone that has a defined route and you have an undefined route, you want to be really aware and not take things that feel like pressure personally, because often they aren't. And this can be exaggerated too. If you have one partner with an undefined solar plexus and an undefined route, and another partner with a defined solar plexus and route, this can feel like even more pressure. So just being aware of that. What is actual pressure? Are they actually pressuring you into something? Communicating openly about this. And for the defined route, just being really aware of how, because when you're in a healthy state of this, you are grounded. You create amazing safe spaces for other people. So regulating your own root pressure, really getting in touch with it, experiencing it, what it's like in its low and high expression, and really learning to broadcast that energy in the most beautiful and healthy way is going to be really beneficial for those undefined roots around you. All right, that is it for today's episode. Thank you again so much for listening. I really, really appreciate you. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. And remember, how your centers are configured it's going to impact your chart in very different ways, depending on what else is going on in your chart. And the best way to get a clear understanding of that is to have a human design reading. I myself do readings, and there's lots of other amazing readers out there. So follow your strategy and authority if you are called to doing a reading. And if it is with me, I would be so honored to read for you. I will put a link in the show notes.
If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free mini reading, or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.